Matt, could you begin by explaining a little bit of the history of the Clay Center here in Carbondale?
We've been a nonprofit ceramic organization for the last 20 years. We had our anniversary last September. We were started to support that ceramic interest that was thriving in the community. There was Anderson Ranch up the road, but that was a different model than what was being conceived by Diane Kenney, our founding director. You know, we've had our ups and downs. We've gone through a lot of great times, and we've just been a staple on Main Street of artistic expression, but also just of like nonprofit excellence. You know, just trying the best we can, just like Katie and Kay. We just try to benefit the community as best we can with our programming.
And could you go in a little bit to what the programming is? I know you have artists in residence, the cup auction is a pretty awesome event, and I've been seeing more and more events that the Carbondale Clay Center is involved in.
In addition to our programming, which we have a bunch of classes, we do a lot of community outreach with a lot of different programs in Carbondale or throughout the valley. A few, for example, are Mountain Valley Developmental and Ascendigo. But on top of that, we do gallery exhibitions every first Friday. We have special events, usually like a late summer fundraiser slash community event. Like we just did Settings last September as like a big kind of formal dinner. We try to be involved as much as we can. We're part of the creative district as well. I mean, just like all the other arts organizations in Carbondale. So we try to collaborate with the rest of them, Carbondale Arts, KD&K. And we just want to make Carbondale the best creative district it can be. So, you know, we're partnering up with Carbondale Arts to do some large flower pots for the Rio Grande Art Trail. So that's, you
Awesome.
know, like a really fun thing that hopefully excites the community as well. We just like being a part of Carbondale. So that's really like the amazing core that fuels the Clay Center.
And can you speak, probably from personal experience, about the feeling that you get from creating with clay?
It starts with the curiosity of that manipulatable material. And from there, it becomes like almost a tactile sensation that fuels our kind of desires in a way, or it becomes meditative, it becomes relaxing, it becomes almost therapeutic, you know, like all these little things come into play. But really, I mean, we always kind of joke about being bit by the clay bug because it just gets into you. Like it just gets right into your core, and you find that intrigue, you find that interest in clay. And you kind of can't let go of it. People will stop taking a class, but they've often come back because they're still so fueled by the actual physical labor of clay and moving that material around and seeing how it goes and having success, having failure as well, but just being able to like smush it and start right over, I think is like a really exciting experience for students and also for myself, like as frustrating as it might be with any creative medium. Sometimes the release of starting over is really also equally as satisfying. And with clay, it's like so immediate because you can just smush it, put it over to the side, and like 30 minutes later, you could work that same piece of clay again and really just kind of like experience it all over. So, I mean, that's for me, and I think for a lot of people, I think it's just that materiality.
Is there any kind of event or anything people should have on their radar coming up, summer programming?
We've got a lot coming up, actually. We've got a show, myself and a colleague and friend, Jay Phillips, are having a show on April 6th. We have a great community-based show the first Friday in May. It's going to feature Brad Reed Nelson, Dave Kodoma, Mark Tan, Liz Heller, John Cohorst, Leah Tyler, Matt Johnson, and I think Giselle Hicks. So it's a collaborative show of wood artists and clay artists, and that should be really fun and exciting.
Cool.
You know, our summer programming, Kids Camps, is kicking off. We've got that out. Always have that gallery open to the public for anyone to drop in Monday through Friday, 10 to 5. You know, we just try to keep educating.
What's the best way for people to stay informed about all the happenings at the Carbondale Clay Center?
CarbondaleClay.org that has a lot of information. Through that, you could join our newsletter. And you can always give us a call at 970-963-2529, or you could just pop by.
What does KD&K do to help further the mission of the Carbondale Clay Center?
This right now, as KD&K, you always have been like a super amazingly supportive nonprofit organization. But you guys have always worked with us really well, having these spotlights and just being involved in the entire creative community, being a creative entity yourselves. Katie and Kay believes in Carbondale just as much as the Carbondale Clay Center believes in Carbondale. And I think that that's an important dynamic that makes us successful. When we work with you guys, it's successful because we both have the same interest, and that is the creativity and the fuel and the drive of Carbondale and being like that presence. So I know we're members of KD&K, and we are absolutely going to continue to be members. So anyone else that's out there and interested in being members should absolutely be a part of KD&K and be a part of Carbondale Clay Center.
Thank you so much, Matt Eames, Studio Manager for Carbondale Clay Center.
Thank you so much.